work while I'm introducing our next speaker. Lynn Doyle currently serves as the Community Health Program Manager at the Ottawa County Health Department in Michigan. She has worked in health administration for over 12 years, both in mental health and public health. She holds a master's degree in psychology and a master's of public administration. Her current interests include leadership training and development, as well as maternal child health. Please welcome Lynn Doyle.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming today. I'll be speaking to you today about public health leadership development in Michigan. But before I start, I'd like to take a moment to recognize some of my co-authors on this project. Although I'm speaking today, all of these individuals contributed to the content of this presentation and the project that I'll be discussing. And this is my disclosure statement here. First of all, I'd like to thank Dina Kurz from the Office of Public Health Practice, Michigan Public Health Training Center at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, Barb McGregor from the Bay County Health Department, Kim Singh from the Mid-Michigan District Health Department, Lisa Stefanowski and Donovan Thomas from the Ottawa County Health Department, and Rashmi Travis from the Allegan County Health Department. And unfortunately, many of those people are at home freezing while I'm here in San Diego, but that's just too bad. Yes. This map shows where we're located in Michigan. As you can see, we are fairly well distributed, at least in the lower peninsula. And I think this slide beats me having to show you on my hand where I'm from. People in Michigan tend to do that. I don't know if is there any other states that do that, Florida or anything? I don't know. Today's presentation, I hope to describe to you how this project came about, what the project itself is, and our hopes for future public health leadership in Michigan. With this, I'll be reviewing an identified need for comprehensive public health leadership training in Michigan, our involvement in the Mid-American Public Regional Public Health Leadership Institute, the development of a leadership symposium that helped to address the need for training, and finally, some current and future projects aimed at increasing public health leadership training opportunities and learning in Michigan. In keeping with the public health core function of assessment, before we set out to explore the issue of leadership development, my colleagues and I spent some time reviewing the data and information available to us regarding opportunities that either existed or don't exist in Michigan. And what we found was that Michigan lacks a comprehensive leadership training and mentoring program at the time. Current training opportunities generally focus on technical projects, service-oriented themes, and program-specific data reviews. One of the studies we looked at found that 32% of our acting health officers in Michigan will be retiring in 5 to 10 years. All of this information points to a need for comprehensive leadership development. And this is critical, as you know, because local public health is the first line of defense in protecting population health. Leadership development assures organizational capacity to provide essential public health services, and because new challenges that we face every day, public health must invest in lifelong learning and development of skills such as building collaborations and partnerships. Currently in Michigan, there are several organizations that play a role in leadership development in public health. These organizations include the Michigan Association of Local Public Health, the Michigan Public Health Training Center, the Michigan Department of Community Health, and the Mid-American Regional Public Health Leadership Institute. The Michigan Association for Local Public Health, or MALF, was founded in 1985 and serves as the umbrella organization for local public health in Michigan. MALF represents 45 local public health organizations which cover all of the 83 counties in Michigan. Its mission is to strengthen Michigan's system of local public health departments and their governing boards. MALF plays a part in leadership development by addressing issues and concerns within the public health realm through various forums, and by collaborating with organizations to provide information sharing and training opportunities. The Michigan Public Health Training Center is one of 14 centers across the country that are located in the schools of public health, and it's funded by Health Resources and Service Administration in part. They play a role in leadership development in Michigan by helping to develop relationships between academics and public health practitioners while providing training in the foundational competencies of public health. The Michigan Department of Community Health, or MDCH, is the state office that oversees local services in Michigan. MDCH is, at one time, supported a Michigan Community Health Leadership Institute, which unfortunately was discontinued in 2002 due to funding cuts. As far as leadership development goes, MDCH provides support for various trainings throughout the state, including the annual Premier Public Health Conference at which we held the Leadership Symposium. MDCH has also partnered with local public health in a multi-state learning collaborative national incentive that focuses on local and state health department accreditation. The Mid-American Regional Public Health Leadership Institute, or MRFLI, is a 12-month-long fellowship program sponsored through the School of Public Health at the University of Illinois at Chicago. This program currently includes representatives from Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and other Midwest states. The fellowship is designed to promote organizational, professional, and personal leadership skill development with the goal of training leaders across the sectors of public health. MRFLI is currently in its 17th year, while my colleagues and I were members of year 15. It was through our involvement in the Mid-American Regional Public Health Leadership Institute that my colleagues and I came together to work on leadership development as our required team project. In response to the lack of formal public health leadership training opportunities, the Michigan team from MRFLI worked across many organizations to coordinate a supplemental training event coinciding with an annual state public health conference. The project we developed was a leadership symposium that took place in conjunction with Michigan's third annual Premier Public Health Conference in 2007. We chose the leadership symposium as our project to provide an opportunity for public health professionals to learn tools for personal development and to learn aspects of progressive leadership philosophy. Michigan's Premier Public Health Conference is a statewide annual conference that is sponsored by many key state public health agencies and organizations. This well-attended conference was a convenient vehicle for us to include the leadership symposium, as the location, date, and much of the marketing and promotion were already in place. The symposium took place the day before the actual conference was to begin. The leadership symposium consisted of two sessions, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The morning session was facilitated by Nancy Oley of Delta College Corporate Services, who presented a leadership skills assessment. It was hoped that the leadership skills assessment would help to encourage public health leaders to identify their own strengths and areas for improvement, which in turn would lead to the strengthening of organizational leadership capacity. The afternoon session was presented by Joe Henderson from the Centers of Disease Control. He discussed meta-leadership skills in creating powerful partnerships. The session on meta-leadership focused on the core function of policy development by encouraging public health leaders to engage in community constituency building. The development of community partnerships is key in identifying and solving public health problems. As you know, public health can't do it alone. The leadership symposium was attended by 28 individuals. We purposefully kept it small. We wanted it to be less than 40 so that there was room for some conversation and personal attention. The attendees had a variety of backgrounds, including health officers, medical directors, local public health managers, state employees, and some hospital staff. Survey results indicated overall satisfaction with the symposium. 100% of the participants were in agreement that the information presented was relevant to their current job, and that they also agreed that they would apply what they learned to their day-to-day activities. So, What did this leadership symposium and my colleagues and my involvement in leadership training do to improve leadership development opportunities in Michigan? What ended up happening was that each member who participated in the project has unique examples of how they've used this information to enhance their services and to promote ongoing leadership development and growth. In Bay County, they conducted their own leadership skills assessment, which helped to build leadership capacity within that organization. In Ottawa County, involvement in this project was an impetus to further develop leadership and quality assurance and helped to influence our decision to participate in a Michigan accreditation continuous equality improvement collaborative project, which was provided a $10,000 grant to implement a year-long CQI project. In Allegan County, they used the information that they learned to identify those leadership skills that were necessary in looking for future hiring of management. And the Michigan Public Health Training Center helped to recruit year 16 and 17 Marfley Fellows, and this will help to ensure ongoing leadership skill building in Michigan. MPHTC also developed an online course in effective leadership for healthy communities. They held coaching and mentoring workshops to teach public health leaders and emerging leaders the value of empowering their staff, and they've provided scholarships for current and future leaders to participate in the certificate program in Foundations of Public Health through the University of Michigan. So what's next? It's hoped that the leadership skills developed through the leadership symposium described in this session and a commitment from local public health, state agencies and universities will continue and thrive in Michigan's future. Budget constraints, dwindling resources, and a lack of time are challenges that not only Michigan faces, but the entire country. What's been presented here today is not necessarily a recipe for success, but hopefully a spark of motivation for those states who find themselves in a similar situation. In Michigan, our next steps in developing a comprehensive leadership development program include continued efforts to coordinate leadership development at the national, state, and local levels, promotion of a comprehensive orientation for local public health officials in Michigan that's similar to NACLE's Survive and Thrive, a roadmap for new local health official training, and continued advocacy for public health leadership development funding through local government, public health leadership institutes, and through the schools of public health. There are some people who I am indebted to for the success of this project, and I'd like to take just a moment here to recognize them. First of all, my co-authors on this project, Dr. Lou Rowitz from the School of Public Health, University of Illinois at Chicago, as well as Jeffrey Downey from University of Illinois, Jim Butler from the Michigan Department of Community Health, Julie Zeibel from the Michigan Association for Local Public Health, and Rebecca Cianci from the Michigan Primary Care Association. And I'd like to thank you for coming today.
Thanks, Lynn. We're going to go on to our next presentation.